Today we'll be Ezra Hashem be learning Daf Lamed Dalet Masechta Shabbos. At first, our Gemara will complete the story of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. We will then begin the next Mishnah, which will include some of the following key topics and concepts. Eruv Chatzeres. Several homeowners who share a common courtyard are forbidden in Rabbanan to carry from their homes into the courtyard or vice versa, and also from one home into the other because they are each considered separate domains. By collecting bread from all the homeowners and placing it in the home of one of them, which constitutes an Eruv Chatzeres, all the properties are now considered as one domain, and they may now carry from one to the other. Eruv Tchumen. One may not walk further than Alpayim Amah, 2,000 cubits from his home or the edge of the city. This too is forbidden midrabbanan. By placing the equivalent of two meals at the end of the 2,000 Amahs, which constitutes an Eruv Tchumen, that place is now considered his dwelling for this Shabbos. Therefore, he may now walk from there 2,000 Amahs in all directions. Demai. When purchasing produce from an Amah Oretz, midiraisa we may rely on Roiv, that most people, including Amah Oretz, have separated Maisa properly. However, since there were some Amah Oretz who did not do so, the Chum instituted that when purchasing produce from an Amah Oretz, one must separate Maisa. Hatmana, wrapping food Friday afternoon to keep it hot for Shabbos. The Mishnah at the beginning of the fourth paragraph of Masechta Shabbos states that one may not wrap his food Friday afternoon in Dover HaMaisav Hevel, materials that increase the heat. One may, however, wrap it in Dover She'ein HaMaisav Hevel, materials that do not increase the heat. They merely maintain the heat, such as towels or the like. The Gemara will explain the reasons for these rules. Bein HaShemashos, twilight. This time period is considered as Safek Yom Safek Laila. We are uncertain whether it is halachically day or night. The Gemara cites several opinions as to when the period of Bein HaShemashos actually begins and ends.